got it now. We gotta get a power increase, and we should get a better lease. Everybody would hear us then at 91.5 FM. It would be so awesome. We would really rule. Everybody would hear us. And all the competing schools. Keep it simple, that's the way to do it. That could be a new Rick Ocasek.
Hey.
We discovered Tracy Chapman. Before she made big bucks.
She makes big bucks.
We could say things on the air back then.
Oh yeah, we could.
With simple words like aw shucks.
Aw big shucks.
We would be really awesome.
We would be real awesome.
And we would really rule.
Yeah, we would really rule.
Everybody would hear us. In all the competing schools. Can you do a bridge, Paul?
Yeah. Okay. I'm gonna go see.
One day we're gonna control Boston.
Yeah, right.
And we'll get calls from even Brookline too. Maybe someone in South Yarmouth. We're glad to hear they might be giants too. So much talent is wasted.
Oh, it is so wasted.
'Cause no one can hear us at all.
It's too bad.
But MFO is 18 years now.
Almost 20.
Almost 20 and 6 feet tall.
Oh yeah, right.
We could be really awesome.
We could be so awesome.
And we'd really rule.
Yeah, we'd really rule.
And everyone would hear us.
You know they all could hear us.
In all. I can't wait to cart this off.
close. God, I'm praying hard that I'm not the only one left. Somebody help me forget. I get the feeling that it's time to get up, but I
So right there, that was a song that I thought would be a little necessary to listen to tonight. That's Happy Little Clouds. Somebody Help Me Forget. You're listening to WMFO Medford. My name is Pam. I'm here every second Wednesday hosting On the Town with Mikey D, the local music show at WMFO. I have a special guest with me tonight.
Fancy.
Miss Suze, do you want to intro yourself and talk about why you might be hear it on the town to perhaps play some of your favorites from the Boston area, from New England rock music?
It is true. I lived in Boston for about 20 years, and then I moved to California a couple years ago. I am back visiting.
Ta-da!
I compiled a list of 20 songs that kind of go back to the early 90s when I moved here in 1994 until this year. So yeah, a mix of music that also feels, some of it feels like a soundtrack for today. This curious day.
It is a curious day, is it not?
Indeed.
So some of these songs are sort of, I almost said thongs. Some of these songs are themed around perhaps feelings that we might be feeling today.
It's true. And then some of it is just goddamn delightful rock and roll.
Heck yeah. All right. Do you want to tell the lovely peoples about the first song that you wanted to play for tonight?
Yes. So this first song is by a Boston soul and rock and roll band called Aloud, and it is A Little Bit Low.
Beautiful. Thank you.
Little bit.
The idiots are out there. That was from Baby Ray.
Going back to 2005.
What?
Indeed.
That was almost a lifetime ago. Certainly for an 11-year-old.
A simpler time.
A simpler time, perhaps. A more innocent time. Prior to that, the Silks' Get Up and Get Free off their album Turn Me On.
They're going to be at Atwood's on Saturday.
Really?
Saturday.
Are you going to be there, Suze?
It's likely. There's a lot of awesomeness going on Saturday, actually.
There is. Saturday is a busy night.
It's very busy.
Tons of fun. And we started off that set with Aloud, a little bit low off It's Got to Be Now. There did seem to be a little bit of a theme there. A little bit low. Get up and get free. The idiots are out.
Perhaps a theme. Perhaps.
It's mildly cathartic. I'm feeling this. Very much so.
Well, the next song will help with the cathartic, I think.
Really?
Indeed.
Oh, I'm intrigued. Would you care to tell us a little bit about it?
This is Air Traffic Controller, who actually were just in San Francisco, my new home. They were either there last night or tonight. I can't remember. They're at Hotel Utah, which is an awesome old, like, 100-year-old saloon that has rock shows, folk,
cool.
Americana. Yes, indeed. So this is Pick Me Up by Air Traffic Controller.
Living in the past, I'm so miserable.
Thank you. We're just treated to a live track from The Fours, who are actually here in studio, not actually performing live, but that was a live recording of you guys. Yes. Greetings, gentlemen.
Hello.
Would you mind going around just going around the table and introducing yourselves, just so that folks will have a voice to put with the name and the role that you play, the instrument that you play in the band?
I'm Ryan, and I play the drums.
I'm Dave, and I play the bass.
I'm Anthony, and I play the guitar.
I'm Cole, and I play the guitar as well.
Beautiful. Thank you, gents.
You're welcome.
Now, you are here this evening. I understand that you're part of the IPO Festival, which I think started this evening. Is that right?
I believe so, yes.
And you're playing as part of the Saturday night lineup.
Yep. 11:15.
11:15, the golden hour.
Yeah.
And where's that taking place, and how can people get a hold of tickets?
That's at PA's Lounge in Somerville.
Beautiful.
You can get tickets online, I believe, or you can just show up.
Just
and walk right
the
in.
Door.
It gets $10 at the door.
Yeah, it's $10 at the door.
Yeah, I'm sure if you check out IPO Festival on Facebook, they'll have a link to get tickets.
And they are friendly the folks page. There.
They are.
I hope they still have that flugelhorn on the wall. I was just reminiscing about the flugelhorn earlier this evening. Now, I understand there was a little birdie whispered in my ear before you guys came on, a birdie named Mike, that there are a certain series of awards or an award that you guys are up for?
Yeah, possibly. We got news from a promotion company that we've been working with that we got put on the ballot for the Grammys in three different categories. So if we end up making top five in any of those categories, then we actually would get nominated, which would be really cool.
Oh, that is really cool. That's exciting. Yeah. And is that your first time having this kind of experience as a band?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Definitely.
Definitely.
Now, where exactly do you guys hail from?
A little south from here, than this guy right here. Anthony's from Boston now.
It's like a change, you know.
He lived at like eight different places since I met him.
It's just ridiculous.
Yeah. 4 years.
It happens. You got to keep moving around.
Oh yeah.
Now I have to remark upon the buttons, the beautiful cavalcade of buttons that I see in front
True.
Of me.
True, we're all very buttoned out.
Except for me. A couple Beatles.
I was noticing this. Paul McCartney gave his life. I was amused by that.
He, of course, did not give his life, but...
Well, I mean, if you believe the stories, it's entirely possible. And I do appreciate the pre-Paul replacement photograph that's featured in that.
It's perfect.
It's nicely done.
I almost peed myself when I saw it online. I ordered two of them, and I'm probably going to order more eventually. I just can't have enough of them.
Now, I do hear sort of... this is kind of an obnoxious question, but at the same time, as far as your influences go, do you find that you have a lot of overlap, or are you all coming from the same place musically, or are you coming from different...
I think we're,
We're definitely all in a very similar place, musical style, right now. I mean, we definitely still have things that we prefer over other styles.
We each have, like, different things that we all like that necessarily not all of us like. I mean, I like a lot of, like, prog rock, like Rush and Yes. And
that is an excellent quality in a drummer.
A lot of 70s rock and roll I like a lot, and we each have that kind of stuff.
Like, yeah, I think we have a lot of the same bass interests in music, but then we kind of all branch out in different areas, too, and it brings different aspects into our original music, too, which is cool.
It's fun because we all explore it together, too. We like to go to shows together and listen to new music and try to follow new bands.
And
we always try to find stuff that's similar to us as well, which we've been able to find a lot of bands that kind of do a similar thing to us, which has been inspiring as well to kind of, you know, change our sound a little bit, too.
Very cool. And do you guys do write collaboratively?
Is mostly me and him, yeah.
Most of the songs they'll write, and then when we bring them all in, like, say whatever I'm listening to at the point, I'll throw in something. Oh, I remember this from what I was listening to, and I'll throw in something, and we all just kind of like build the song together, really, and add our own flares and touches to it from whatever we're listening to at the moment or however we're feeling at that time when we're writing the song and practicing the song. And really, the song starts from a basic idea, but then explodes into something completely different or has some different touches.
We like to cut the fat a lot, too.
Yeah.
try and like trim down the songs to make so
the hardest part almost.
Yeah,
that's my favorite part. Actually,
that's the part he's really good at.
ruthless stuff. I should have known.
And that's why McCartney's.
Yeah,
that's why most of our songs are like 3 minutes.
Yeah, it's just like, when you're listening to it yourself, if you're already getting annoyed by how long it's going, or if it's repeating the same part over and over again, you can only imagine that other people are going to sit there and be like, "All right, shut up." You know what I mean? You got to try to think other people's perspectives.
Well,
on it,
I mean, like long intros or whatever that people tend to try to do nowadays. Like, we try to get right to the point and make the point and get out of it before it's too late.
Yeah.
Like,
especially helps with live shows because you can lose people's interest really quick. So you just got to keep them on their toes and don't let them stop moving.
Do you consider yourselves more of sort of a live band? Is that sort of is that your sweet spot, or is it more in the recording studio where you feel like that comes out?
Mostly.
I feel like it's two different things almost. I feel like our recordings have more like little additions to them, like we might throw some mellotron here or some acoustic guitar
in the
there.
Studio, but I think we obviously get way better at performing the songs and when we play them live
we're more like
we try to do high energy, you know, because like he said earlier, it's easy to lose people, you know, if you start playing a slower song after you play, you know, a couple people start going to the bar and then sometimes they don't come back, and you're always trying to keep people right there, and we mess with our set so much every time we found a nice formula. I think that
we're good at like being high energy whether there's a ton of people there or a few people there, we still jump around and still are just as crazy as we would be in front of a bunch of people.
And since all of us sing too, it's nice because some of us, you know, we can take a break in between and like, you know, say he's singing a song, then, you know, it's less energy for me to just to play and kind of jump around and stuff, and then, you know, maybe when I'm singing a song he's going a little bit crazier and
it takes some of the pressure off.
Yeah,
so you don't sort of reach that like, I always think of that as like this is dating myself, but like the Michael Stipe point in the set where you're just like,
yeah, it doesn't burn you out, you know, because that's what you know sucks is when you get to like the last little bit of the set and then you're just so burnt out and you can't put the energy into it, and that's what we try to avoid.
And the last of our set is like
the craziest,
the craziest part. Like the last like 4 or 5 songs in our set always are like the ones where we're high energy, like
really
jumping around, like getting people to the point where at the very end of it, when we finally start taking off our instruments and all that, people like
leave some wow, more.
Like
sometimes we don't even have any more to play.
Yeah. all the time after a show,
one more.
We look at each other like, there's no more.
Nope.
They always think you're lying, but we're like, we don't have any more
songs.
And the songs that we have, they wouldn't be a good ending.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, you know, we have other songs that we maybe didn't play during the set, but we're not, like he said, we're not going to play a really slow song after a high energy ending. It's just,
And we pick the songs that we pick in the right order to the point where it's like, that's the end of the show because that's the best way to end the show, really. So if we put all of a sudden one of our songs from like the first album that's like, oh, this is a good song, but that's how you're going to end the show.
Yeah, people are going to start like, going to sleep.
Like, oh, okay. I kind of wish you didn't play it.
Time to get another drink then.
Now, you mentioned your albums. How can people get their hands on them? How many of them are there? And is there a CD Baby? Is there a Bandcamp? Should folks show up at the IPO festival on Saturday and buy them out of your hot little hands?
Well, they should definitely do that first before they do anything else.
We have two albums. First album is we have copies of on cassette right now
that we actually give away Wiener for free.
Yeah.
So if you show up, get a free cassette from us.
Yes, if you have an old car that has a cassette player, you know.
Yeah, and then we have the second album. That one's on CD.
Which
that one just got released a couple months ago.
And if you buy the second album on CD, it comes with a drop card that has a download for the first album, so you get the two albums.
Oh, that's awesome!
Yeah,
beautiful.
But you can get them on Bandcamp. Probably like the main place. We tend to put like a little like extra releases and stuff on there.
Yeah, there's some covers and stuff on there too that are free downloads. And
yeah, if you just go to our website, thefours.net, that's FORZ, then it'll have links to everywhere where you can get the music.
So it's THEFORZ Dot net.
Yes.
Beautiful. And there people will be able to find out about your future shows. Obviously, this Saturday is going to be a big one, and folks should be coming out for that.
Yes.
The IPO Festival at PA's Lounge in Somerville. Beautiful downtown Somerville. Downtown Somerville is kind of everywhere, but I like that phrasing. That's fine. And also, we'll be able to pick up your albums and see photographs of you, which obviously people are being denied that opportunity. I am able to see you face-to-face, but for folks who would like to check out Force, obviously should be coming to PA's Lounge on Saturday night for the IPO Festival. Yes. I know a lot of bands are involved.
Lots of great bands.
As you were saying, check out the festival on Facebook, and you'll be able to find out a lot more about it.
Yes.
Are there other things? Am I skipping like a stone over things that we should be?
Not really. We're about to be working on a new EP that we're hoping to put out on vinyl. That's one thing that we always get asked from people. Do you have vinyl? You guys should be on vinyl. we definitely want to be on vinyl.
The next release will definitely be on vinyl.
Well, and there's such a feel also to your sound where it seems like a natural.
Yeah.
That seems like a natural fit.
Yeah.
I think a lot of it too is we're all collectors and we love it anyway, so to hear ourselves on it would be kind of a crazy feeling or silly as it sounds, I guess.
No. I think, you know, there's that that vinyl quality.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Well, beautiful. How did you guys actually, I generally ask this question, it's another sort of corny question, but at the same time I'm always interested, how did you guys come together? How did this happen? I understand that you, sir, are a migrator, that you have lived in 8 different places in the past.
Way too many places.
X amount of time.
That's probably just in the past 4 years.
When we first met him, we first started this band. He had no cell phone.
It was amazing.
Trying to pick him up to rehearse was like a nightmare.
We just had to pray that he was on
There was
on
a few
Facebook.
Times driving they just kind of drove by me when I was walking down the street and picked me up. And it was so unplanned.
It's like, where's Waldo?
But it was like whenever we would practice would be, oh, you want to practice today? Oh, okay. Or Dave would be like at the beach. Oh, I can't practice. I'm at the beach. And it was just so unorganized,
we were way unorganized to the point where
now it's like, every Tuesday and Thursday, that's practice, and
for the past
we
4 years,
we have like the schedule
very strict.
We learned
about
our
it
lesson
too.
In the early days.
Yeah. But anyway, how we met, I just kind of really wanted to do exactly what we're doing right now. Honestly, there's like no tweaks or changes other than just personality from each band member that got thrown into it. But I just wanted to do something that was music that a lot of people could relate to and listen to, and something that was like timeless, and to me a lot of timeless music is music that's from the 60s, and I wanted to also kind of add that what those bands were embodying back then. So you know, we dress up and we write music that definitely is influenced by a lot of those bands, but definitely after the first album it was interesting because we embodied our own sound later on. But I posted a Craigslist ad actually, which is kind of, those almost never work out, so it's really just kind of like chance that it happened, and he ended up responding to me. But Cole ended up responding to me. Yeah, you know, I forget that nobody can see us right now. So it's a lot harder.
I had pretty much given up on looking on Craigslist for musicians at that point, because, like he said, it was just always a waste of time.
You can never find people on there. You'll get responses, but it's never that what fits your criteria. Or they're just trying to do different types of music and stuff. And I feel like what I was looking for was definitely a stretch for the area that we live in. A lot of people don't play that type of music, so. It was very rare to find him.
It's definitely
in general
that and brought us together.
I don't even know why, but it definitely was very weird.
I just happened to look one day and saw your ad.
Super strange.
And Ryan, drummer, is my brother, so I knew him, and obviously suggested that he play drums because I knew he was good.
And I went to high school with Dave, but we never were friends. We just didn't even know each other. And Cole actually knew him from mutual friends that played music as well, and that's how we hooked up with him.
That's kind of kooky.
Yeah, and it's just been going for 4 years now, and I'm still rolling.
That's awesome. I love it. And the show on Saturday just sounds fantastic. I mean, it just
it's gonna be a good time.
The energy that you guys are gonna be putting into it, the outfits alone, I feel very compelled. You can't see these four gentlemen right now, but they are extraordinarily well put together as far as their sartorial. No, but seriously.
Wait till you see us on Saturday. Yeah. We'll be
but like
more
between the
fancy.
What it like Freddy Krueger, the devil, a banana, Paul McCartney, John Lennon. Lennon
looking. Pewter Lennon right here. Is
this the Pewter Lennon.
Yeah.
This Lennon pin is my favorite.
Yeah, he looks like Lennon looks like he just, like,
just rolled out of bed.
It's ridiculous. I love those.
It's beautiful. Full on mop top.
It sums up just this year.
Everything
alone. Just
that
looking
I'm...
at that pin is just like life.
So to be able to enjoy the Fours in the flesh, as it were, and purchase their albums and learn about their forthcoming vinyl, please go and visit them at PA's Lounge at the IPO Festival
Come
on Saturday.
Please.
They're on at 11:15. You should probably get there a little ahead of time.
Come see Fire King before.
Come see Fire King. There we go. Boom. Beautiful. And would you care to share a little bit of information about the song that we preceded our little chat with and the song that we're going to segue into? We started off with Separate Ways, which I understand is your single.
Yes,
that's actually
most recent single and
one of the songs that is on the Grammy ballot right now. So that's the one for the best performance by a duo group. So really excited about that. It's a song we co-wrote with one of our friends, too, so it's the only song that we have that ever had anybody else that kind of came in and had an idea, and we all formed it together. It was really cool.
And So that's Separate Ways. And the next song is another live recording of a song called Alone With Someone New. It's from our most recent album called Running From The Past. It was kind of inspired by, like, Sharon Jones and the Dap Kings or like Amy Winehouse or that kind of thing, but more in like the garage rock style, obviously.
Very bluesy style.
Like I really wanted to put a horn singers. Part on it, but we have no way of doing that right now, so
we didn't want to cheap out and do those, you know, MIDI horns and make it sound corny.
We need real horns.
We need a real brass, actually.
So we replaced it with distortion and, you know, like,
that totally works.
Distortion and screaming.
Yeah,
and that's what we end our shows with every night. So
Dang Kids.
Beautiful.
Distortion and screaming.
Yeah. Distortion and
wacky
screaming.
Force. The way all great shows should end.
Absolutely.
Gentlemen, it has been a pleasure.
Thank you.
Having you. Thank you very much. We will have to have you come back. I don't know if you would feel too confined to be playing from Studio D, but I know that we would
love to do that.
We would love to have you guys come in and do a live set for us.
Maybe we can bring you a copy of our vinyl EP and we can play some songs from that live.
That would be delightful.
That would be beautiful.
Gifts,
it would be like
gifts.
Christmas.
Everyone gets gifts. It will be very like again. Christmas. All over again.
Four is Christmas.
Over again.
We'll dress as Santa and everything.
Well, there's a promise right there.
There's a promise.
That's beautiful.
I will dress as Santa.
Put it in writing. Set it in stone.
He does have a
I have this really cheap, like, $5 CVS Santa Claus costume that I got on Christmas last year. Like, on Christmas Day. You know, of course CVS is open in the morning. I have no idea. Actually, no, it's Walgreens.
Good old Walgreens. I do feel like they'll be there for you on Christmas Day.
Looks like it's made out of that, like, felt construction cloth.
I can imagine it.
It's amazing.
Yeah, I think that I made... Do you know those... Do you remember the lollipop covers that you could make that looked like Santa that you put on top of the lollipop?
It does kind of look like that.
Kind of have that feeling about it.
Yeah.
Gentlemen, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Santa.
Thank
you. Santa and the Fours. No, it's the Fours.
And Santa.
And Santa.
And the reindeers.
Well, we are the reindeers.
Santa and the reindeers. Ladies and gentlemen, The Fours, Alone With Someone New, and you can catch them this Saturday night at PA's Lounge. Thank you.
Baby, this is pretty baby, but somebody should have warned you. Yeah, yeah. You can't fool a joker, 'cause a joker is a king of the fools. You can't bullshit a bullshitter. I've already been schooled. Pretty baby, know how to break every rule. Yes, I do. You can't fool a joker, 'cause a joker.
Just there, the Curtis Mayflower with King of the Fools.
How about that?
King about
of
that?
The Fools.
King of the Fools. I wonder what might have caused you to want to play that song tonight, Suze.
Perhaps a couple of reasons. One, the Curtis Mayflower are goddamn delightful. And it is today, the day after.
The day after. That is correct. Truer words never were spoken. Prior to that, Session Americana, Willing to Be Lucky. From Pack Up the Circus. Will Daly and the Rivals with their song Kindness, which we all could do with a little bit more of. And the Fours started off that set. We had an exclusive live track.